Welcome to this edition of Chamber Chat. Jack Llewellyn from the Chamber. DurangoBusiness.org is our website. And for other things going on in the community, Tim Walsworth is on the Zoom recording. We are recording this on Wednesday, the 16th. Tim, how are you? I should say downtowndurango.org is the BID's website. How are you doing, Tim?
I'm doing great. Thank you, Jack, for having me as usual. I feel like I spent a lot of time with you on these Zoom radio things.
Well, I guess it's like Zoom dating or something. I don't know, kind of strange world that we're in. And, you know, the technology is wonderful. But, yeah, the Zoom fatigue does get real. I know I've been on some where I'm like, this is my fifth, sixth call. And, you know, you can tell nobody's paying attention. I've got our bird in the background chirping to add ambiance. Maybe our, you know, six German Shepherd puppies will start barking in a minute. But anyway, I just want to say, you know, thank you for the partnership with our rewards program. And again, recording this on Wednesday, we're wrapping that up. I mean, it sounds like it was fairly successful.
Yeah, thank you to the Chamber for your partnership too. Really, when we came up with the idea, we first pitched it to you, and you were kind enough to hear us out and help us tweak it to make it a little better. And then you were the first one to step up and say, we will help you guys however we can. We'll write you a check, which I sent you the invoice the other day. We'll write you a check. We'll help you with the labor, all that stuff. So thank you. You know, we should also thank Bank of Colorado. They stepped up with the sponsorship. Morehart Murphy Regional Auto Center, the La Plata County Economic Development Alliance, and then the town of Bayfield too. And so we couldn't do it without all those partners. And yes, that program has gone very well. It's probably going to end here in just another couple of days because we're going to run out of the rewards. And so hopefully the listeners remember or heard about it. The basics are make a purchase locally, send in your receipts, and if you hit the thresholds that we've set, we'll send you a gift card back in an amount comparable, it kind of tiered to the amount that you purchased, right? And so we had $100 gift card rewards, which we blew through super fast. They were very popular. You had to spend $300 to qualify for that. We had $25 rewards. You had to spend $100 for that. And then we had some small $5 rewards that you only had to spend $50. And so overwhelming response, Jack. We'll probably end this thing up with close to 400 people submitting receipts. And I am going to guesstimate that the total amount that those people spent to qualify for the rewards will be pretty dang close to $100,000. Wow. And then the rewards are going to get maxed out. You know, I think we budgeted somewhere around like $16,000 for the rewards out of all those sponsorship dollars. And we're going to max that out too. And so you put add all that up in the pot, and the program that we ran with the Chamber and those sponsors, you know, $116,000 spent at local stores, you know, now or in the very near future when people start using those gift cards that they got back. So super proud of how that works. We've set the bar pretty high if we're gonna do it again.
Yeah. You know, I think that it just shows too the community responding and understanding, you know, spending money locally and understanding that multiplier effect. But your example, you spend money, you get a reward card to a local merchant, you know, business that, you know, you reached out and got, I think it was like 30 plus businesses, and then a multiplier effect, which is a great example of how that works and continuing kind of the pay it forward philosophy. So and maybe we'll look at it in the springtime, look at, you know, launch it for the, you know, a Valentine's type promotion, which, speaking of Valentine's, Share the Love, you guys just wrapped up the Share the Love campaign where you reached out to area merchants, businesses, and said, you know, you want to put something on the Share the Love campaign, we can help move that merchandise, so to speak, for you. And how did that go?
Yeah. So, ended last night, so the night before we're recording this on Wednesday, yep, the 16th, it stopped at 10 p.m. So I've got the fresh numbers right here in front of me. And so there was 464 people who made a purchase of an item on the site. The total sales were $31,261.21. So that's just super awesome. We're so, so proud of that. And the whole point of that was to create one place where people could shop for multiple stores and do it from the safety of their home and the convenience of online shopping. And so it didn't approach the numbers that we raised when we ran the same promotion last April and May, but it was very different this time in that back then the stores were all closed and there was a different feel from the community. Now people can go into stores and shop, albeit at a reduced capacity. But regardless, even so, to make 31,000 in sales in just a few weeks, where all the business had to do was spend 5 minutes filling out a form for us, and then we did all the rest, that makes us really, really happy.
Yeah, yeah. Well, I just think, again, you know, you had a great point that back when this you did it the first time, yeah, businesses were closed, and now people are able to go in and shop. And I would assume, too, that a lot of folks have updated their POS systems, online purchasing, things, you know, making their online shopping carts more robust. And I want to also, mention the bump outs. You did a great job. City came in, restriped downtown overnight. I mean, that program flipped quickly. Looking in your COVID crystal ball, are you looking at bringing bump outs back at some point? Because I know there's a lot of chatter out there. And what's your feeling about that?
They're definitely going to come back. They were very successful for the businesses. Jack, when we asked them, there's 20, 25, maybe 30 businesses that utilize that space over the summer. When we asked them, how did it go? Did it work? And overwhelmingly, the answer from the users is yes. Up to 20% of their sales, it's primarily used by restaurants, up to 20% of their sales came out of those bump outs. And so, one out of every $5 that you make comes from that space. So super valuable. And that means we'll do them again. We certainly have to address safety better. The bump outs were capped on the end facing oncoming traffic with these water-filled crash barriers. We know what happened over the late summer when somebody had way too much to drink and like an idiot decided to drive and they smashed through one of those. And so we've got to figure out some more robust ways to provide safety from traffic, assuming we're going to keep it how it was, where traffic can still flow. And I think that's probably the right thing, especially in summer when we're so busy. The city has already purchased a bunch of concrete planters that are crash test rated. And so that's going to help tremendously. And then you put a bunch of plants in them and trees and stuff. It'll look nicer too. And sort of the construction zone look that we had. So yeah, it's going to come back. And the other thing that we're looking at, Jack, is should we bring them back over the winter? With this level red that we've been in for about a month now, the hardest hit industry is restaurants, and the main users of this outdoor space were restaurants, right? And so we're having good conversations about doing it in winter. Certainly there are challenges, weather, how do you keep people warm? Snow removal always comes up, but you know what? I'm pretty sure we're in Colorado and we can handle the cold. When the sun is shining on you and you're sitting out there in your black puffy jacket, you get pretty hot, man. Right. And then snow removal, we all got shovels. We can figure that part of it out. Right. And I know it's more than that when you're talking Main Ave, but sure, there's a way for us to do this. And there is broad support, Jack, from downtown businesses of all shapes and sizes. 80% of the businesses, I just surveyed them last week, are supportive of that outdoor space coming back again in some manner. The trick, though, before we would pull the trigger on doing it in winter, is getting these businesses some indoor capacity back. And right, you and I have been working a lot on a lot of things, like how do we do that? How do we reduce our local numbers? And how do we petition the state, which every county is doing, to get some capacity back in those businesses, maybe if they do a bunch of above and beyond safety procedures.
Right. Well, and as we've talked about, you know, on many of our media, everything's so fluid and can change, you know, and that's the hardest part with this entire year. You know, you start planning something and then an outbreak occurs or something happens and all of a sudden you stop, you pivot, you got to go a different direction. And so, you know, just so people can kind of understand that dynamic, you know, I'm all in favor of, you know, getting businesses open so they can have some capacity and, you know, some sense of relief, you know, to get customers, especially, as you know, in the restaurant industry. In the meantime, encouraging people to do take out, you know, take advantage. I do like the creativeness. I mean, that's something we've seen. Rod Barker at the Strader. Well, can't have my restaurant open, but you can come into one of our wonderful Victorian rooms with up to, I think, nine friends, rent the room and we'll deliver room service. Very creative way to do it. And then they clean the room, disinfect, do all that, you know. And so it's been interesting watching the creativeness of how people are pivoting. I don't want to get into a lot of detail, five-star program or level up. Obviously, there's, the moving target. There's the criteria that have to be met. Seeing, decline in cases, number of rooms available, ICU capability and staffing capabilities at the hospitals, in a lot of dynamics. So I encourage people to be patient. We're working diligently behind the scenes, as they say, on that to get that program hopefully rolled out. And we're planning, so when the time comes, hopefully it will, that we can do it, which is a reminder too, that we didn't see big spikes, if I correct me if I'm wrong. You watched the numbers closer than me from Thanksgiving. So we can keep that again, Christmas, New Year's, not going out and going crazy and staying within our, tight knit households. We can continue to flatten the curve, as they say.
Yeah. What our community did over the Thanksgiving holidays, because we did not see a spike and other places did. You look at other states, man, and they're really struggling with their number of cases. And then, there's a small percentage of people who end up hospitalized and a smaller percentage that end up, getting into ICUs. And so, when you have big numbers of cases, those smaller percentages add up and can overwhelm, but not in Colorado. We're not seeing that in Colorado. We certainly are not seeing it here at this point in time. I feel pretty comfortable, 17 days after the Thanksgiving weekend, essentially. And we haven't seen that rise in our numbers, that we did that right. And so thank you, community, thank you. And what I would add to that is, why do we keep asking you guys to do all these damn things that we're so tired of, especially at this time of the year that's about family and about expressing love, for your loved ones and all those things? Why do we keep asking you that? It's to get our businesses open that don't have a chance right now, and it's to keep the businesses open that are currently open, keep them open. So you want to have more people up at PIRG, keep doing all this stuff. You want to join me for a old fashioned at El Moro Spirits and Tavern, which you can't do right now, keep doing all this stuff, because we're close to turning this back the other way, but we all got to stay dedicated to the protocols.
Absolutely. And I also remind people, invite them to check out the DurangoGov.org website. They have their second phase of business relief program that they partnered with the folks at La Plata County. And again, a plug for SWCODA.org. As you've said, if you want to give help or get help. So, for other, I think you guys have the most robust community calendar, go to downtowndurango.org. I think we've captured it all. So we're going to go ahead and we'll have to send it back to the studios. Tim, thanks for joining us here on Chamber Chat, and stay safe.
Thank you, Jack. Appreciate you in the chamber so much.
You bet. We'll send it to the studios. Again, this is Chamber Chat.